The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You ever taste something and think, this is horrible, and then later you end up loving it? Let's talk about this. It is Thursday. We are almost to the weekend. The Dana Cortez Show is on. Good morning. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And we're discussing this because one of the account executives at the radio station,
aka the salespeople.
Yeah, salesperson. She brought me a bouquet of Oreo cookies.
Ooh.
And she's very thoughtful. She listens. She knows how much I love Oreos. And she thought it would be fun to put different flavors into the bucket. And so there's original Oreos, the best. And then there's birthday cake Oreos. And then there were these toffee caramel Oreos that I still can't forget the disgustingness.
Well, also the birthday cake Oreos taste like toothpaste.
All right, everybody's up in arms
about the Bud Light cans, but let's talk about what the Oreos doing to Oreo cookies.
Yeah, thank you.
Ruining themselves. Why do we need all this razzle dazzle?
Just keep the OG Oreo.
Yeah, bro. You don't need anything, dude.
And the one that you didn't like, the caramel toffee one. It wasn't that
unnecessary.
Bad.
Unnecessary, dude.
You know what it tasted like? It tastes like maple syrup straight out the tree.
It tastes like old people candy. It's disgusting. It's so gross. Anyway, I started thinking about all the foods that I used to think I didn't like that I love. For instance, sushi. I thought I hated sushi. I thought sushi was disgusting. And then I met DJ Automatic, and he taught me how to make the sauce. He taught me how to order it. I love sushi.
Yeah.
I just didn't know. And pho. I didn't know how to make pho. I didn't know how to bowl. In fact, the first time someone brought me a bowl of pho, I started eating the cilantro by itself.
Oh, no.
And the little, all the stuff, the bean sprouts and the little mint. I was eating them by themselves thinking, this is awful. And then the soup was just sitting there. I was like, what do I do with this? I didn't know how to mix it.
I'm still on
just
the fence
a small
about
town
pho.
You're not a pho guy? Oh, I love pho.
I know how to make it.
No, it's not. I just don't ever feel fulfilled after I eat pho. That's my opinion on it.
I didn't used to like menudo, but now I like menudo the way that Dana makes it.
There you go.
Because I make it good. That's why you get it at restaurants, and sometimes it's greasy. They don't
clean
the people.
And it smells bad, and there's it's real hit or miss at restaurants,
but Dana's definitely
solid.
I'm trying to think of a food I don't really like. I want to say Vienna sausages, but I'm going to be honest, I think I like Vienna sausages off the rip.
Sausages with saltine crackers.
Yeah, dude.
Have you ever had oysters in the can?
Oh, no. Okay, now I'm thinking about it. My old boss, shout out to Mike, when I worked at the pizza parlor, I challenged him to make me sardines in a dish that I would like, and he gave me this amazing sardine lemon pasta.
And it was good.
It was so good. So like, I'm pretty much
game for everything.
Yeah, this conversation right here just shows you we all grew up poor. That's what it is. Poor. That's all right. The best food comes from that because you have to learn to make it taste good.
There you go.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Let's kick it off with National Visit Your Relatives Day, dude.
That's a good one right
Come
there.
On, man. I got to do it. I'm excited. I'm going to go kick it with my Uncle Leroy and my Uncle John next month.
I like that. Good.
All right. And we also got National No Dirty Dishes Day. Y'all clean it up at the house, everybody.
Get to it, Dana.
I hate to. I can't stand it. I got into a fight with DJ Automatic. Oh. He threw a dish into the sink full of food.
Right. Isn't that where it goes, though? I mean,
you empty the food in the trash and then you rinse the plate out.
The food was stuck to the plate.
No, it wasn't because I got it out.
Because I loosened it for you by putting water in there.
All right. And a place where a lot of historical facts go. Today, we shout out all the museums across the world. It is International Museum Day. Yeah, dude.
There's one of the things I thought I didn't like. And now I love going to the museum. You learn so much.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm washed. Hey, it's a good date night.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Article in Cosmopolitan magazine. Yes, I still read magazines online, but whatever. It reveals whether arguing with your partner is a good or bad idea. Mm. Is it good for the relationship? Does it enhance your communication, or is it detrimental and could cause a breakup?
So let's
have this conversation, but first,
let's establish what's going on here. I'm married to this woman. The woman that constantly...
This woman, thank you, DJ Automatic.
That constantly picks on me and picks at me day in and day out.
We literally are having this conversation because when I walked in the room, you started chastising me in front of a coworker. It was so bad that he left the room.
Hold on.
And then another coworker just walked in and we started talking about flowers and she asked Automatic, what's Dana's favorite flower? And he said...
Okay, time out.
And Anthony knew it.
That was rude.
No, Anthony didn't know
that
it. He knew what I was describing.
That was very hater-like of the person who came in and asked your husband what your wife's favorite flowers
hater.
Are. Come on. Nobody's ready.
She's constantly setting me up to fail.
Does Automatic look like he's ready for a pop quiz ever?
Never.
No. Come on, dude. That was
Thank
very
you
rude.
For understanding that.
I didn't know that asking what your woman's favorite flower was a pop
I
quiz.
I knew what it was. I knew what it looked like. Well, okay. I just couldn't think of the name. And it's a lily.
A lily and orchid.
And who even you knows if that lily flower identifies as a lily flower anymore?
Anyway, you're getting off track here. Is arguing good or bad? Before I reveal what the study has to say, automatic, speaking of pop quizzes, you were to write three things down that you dislike about me and that we argue about. What do you have?
Okay, first of all, I don't dislike anything about you. I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
But there are some things that you do that bother me.
Okay. Right.
Number one, you are the world's worst backseat driver. It's hard to even go anywhere with you, and you constantly are just sitting there nitpicking at every single move I make on the road.
If you knew how to drive, I wouldn't nitpick.
All right. Next thing that bothers me is that Dana is constantly late to everything. I'm literally saying, Dana, we have to go. Dana, let's hurry up. It's a day in, day out thing.
Now, that's something a lot of men go through, DJ Automatic, where your woman takes forever to get ready. You're chilling the whole time while she's getting ready.
It can't be
And then it goes, no, Dana, first of all, I didn't know I was being paid to be a marriage counselor, but I'm here. All right, so I'll side up for the truth when you say something, but there's a lot of men go through this problem.
The thing is Dana thinks that she's like a masterpiece. That she's like the most beautiful painting that ever could be ever be done, and that I'm some kindergarten stick figure that's being worked on constantly.
I see no.
She's the Mona Lisa. I'm a stick figure. Okay, and that's the way she sees it in her eyes.
Nothing but truth in this statement. What's the number one?
And the last thing you do to me constantly that bothers me, you're always telling me to pick stuff up. And it's not always my stuff. And I do realize I leave a trail of stuff behind me sometimes. But the way you go about it, of just constantly being like, is that yours? It's so passive aggressive. Do you know what you could do? Just like I do with your stuff, pick it up and put it away.
So that leads right into the number one thing that bothers me about you.
I love this. We're just throwing problems out there and not solving them. This is great.
Pick up after yourself. Every day, I gotta pick up toothbrushes, toothpaste containers, shoes, underwear. You know what really irks me? That you take your underwear off inside out. And I gotta make them right side out before I fold them and put them in a drawer. Automatic helped me fold for the first time in, I don't know, maybe the entire marriage the other day. And he said, these socks are all inside out. Because that's the way you leave them. It's so annoying. And I said, I love you on the floor, folding those socks. It made me so happy. Number two, I have to beg you to shower. Now, when I met DJ Automatic.
That is not true.
When I met DJ Automatic, he would come to the bed.
I shower every single day.
Squeaky, clean, smelling like Dove soap. Now he comes smelling like the French, which is funky.
Oh,
why
man.
Do I have to beg you to shower?
I take a shower every single day. That's I wash myself every single day.
Morning.
Dana, well, this isn't something that's only unique to your husband. When it comes to all guys, this is a problem we all have.
How many guys shower twice a day?
Rarely any, dude.
Dana showers three times a day.
More like twice a week is what most dudes do.
I don't like funky. And then finally, chewing with your mouth open. Oh. For God's sake, can you shut your mouth?
I annoy myself with that. Sorry.
I know
that's a problem.
Why do you do it?
Because it tastes better that way. It's like the air gets in there and it helps with the taste buds or something. I don't know. Like it's a molecular
development.
When
I'm chomping on gum, I just feel like a boss.
Sometimes
I'll catch myself chewing out and I'm like, gosh, you sound like a 12-year-old.
And when it's quiet, it's...
I'm trying to gobble up the air so it tastes better, Dana.
If your guys' problems are this small and this minute, then you guys have a beautiful marriage.
We do.
Because, if you're at the point of marriage where you're complaining about socks being inside out, you're fine, dude. My mom was upset with her first husband not coming home for 3 weeks.
That's right.
So
that's what the article says. If it's little things, if it's bickering, if it's a woman trying to improve the man, which I've been trying my entire relationship.
Just remember, I'm a stick figure and she's Mona Lisa.
I hate that narrative.
Okay.
That
Why?
All women are trying to fix up their man, because that's what they're low-key trying to do.
They really are.
They're really treating us
like constant. Daughter's trying to fix me up at this point.
And the craziest part is, it's not working. Pick up your stuff.
Hasn't worked. Over the time of the universe, it hasn't worked.
You're okay. Bickering is normal. Fighting over a man not coming home, or maybe, over secret social media. That's bad. This is normal everyday bickering, and it's okay. What do you and your partner fight about? Hit us up right now. Call. The phone lines are open.
I've never been more thankful to be single.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A lot of us that come from humble beginnings we dream for our children to live a better life, right? What if I told you you could retire a millionaire and your kids know? Definitely can retire millionaires if you do what I'm going to tell you, okay? This great advice comes to us from Forbes magazine. In case you missed it, these are three stories you need to know. I go last, DJ Automatic.
A teacher in Lexington, Kentucky was suspended for allowing an eighth grader to dress as a KKK Grand Wizard for a school project, and he actually gave him extra credit for it.
What kind of teacher is this, and what world are we living in?
We're living in the kind where this kid wore his whole KKK Grand Wizard outfit on the bus to school, hood and all. There's a viral video of it on TikTok, and that's how the public found out.
Where did he get it? His grandpa?
I don't know where he got it. They haven't explained all that.
It's
but
old. They pass that down to the kids and that family. I mean, that's sick. That's some crazy stuff.
It's sickening is what it is. And the fact that this guy is allowed to be a teacher in school, I hope they suspend him and don't allow him to teach anywhere ever again.
Does this young boy, do his parents wonder how would this make children of color feel in the classroom? How does the teacher wonder?
They don't care.
How does a black child feel in this classroom knowing the history of that disgusting group and the fact that they're more organized today than they have been in decades? It's sickening. Makes me, I don't even know what to say.
I don't either. I just wanted to bring it up that, you know, racism is alive and well in this country.
But shout out to the good teachers, because not everybody is pendejo like that one.
Is a suspension enough for a teacher, or they should not be able to teach anymore, right?
You shouldn't be able to teach again after that. I think every teacher listening would agree.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it.
I'm around my kids.
All right. Well, in other news, a recent survey done by CBS News shows that Americans, on average, waste 50 hours a year standing in line for a cup of coffee. All right. The typical coffee break takes about 16 minutes a day on average, and most people go about 3 to 2 times a week to get their cup of joe filled while on the clock. Everybody
in this building, they go 3 or 4 times a day.
Oh man,
I was gonna say, and it's up in the hours over here.
And all of us are guilty. Each of us are equally guilty, dude. I don't even drink coffee, and I'll find a way time to get coffee time.
I barely
in.
Get up to go to the bathroom. I don't understand why people want to waste
Dana's
time.
Dana's the hardest worker. She does the most.
Care.
She drinks the least amount of coffee. Just
I don't
remember
drink
that.
The least amount. I just drink. I bring a big Yeti full. I don't like wasting time. Who wants to waste time at work?
Everybody full.
Nobody got time for
this. It's different when you own the company, though.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not trying to waste nobody's dollars. You should always work that way. You should always want more.
But
I opened the break by saying, if you come from humble beginnings like all of us, I get it, Anthony. I understand what you're saying.
I didn't even say anything. You just
went, but I know where you were going.
What was I
going
to say?
You were going to say, but you get bored.
No.
But, you know, you want some coffee. But maybe you get sleepy.
Damn, a woman making assumptions again. Jumping to conclusions. No, I would say, isn't this a sign to maybe some employers that your employees might need a little bit more break in between their shifts? When I was working for Apple, you would get a mandatory 15-minute break every 2.5 hours.
Can you not mention one week that you used to work for
Apple?
Well,
I don't want to insult you, but that was a good company.
Okay, I see what you did there.
I'm just saying, there's something to be said about this, that people need breaks throughout the day.
I mean, you take breaks in school, why shouldn't you take breaks at work? It makes sense to me.
Because we have work to do.
That whole American model of work, work, work until you die is going away,
Dana. Let me tell you why I think this way. I want to work here so I can go home. That's how I feel.
I think you get your best work when you take breaks and you recoup.
The more procrastinating I do, the less time I have with my family. I'm ready to get it done and do it right.
It's not procrastination by taking a break, Dana.
You can take a break, but that many breaks sounds crazy. All right, in case you missed it, there's an article out in Forbes magazine that says you can be a millionaire by the time you are 65. Now, look, some of us haven't started yet saving. Some of you have. If you start doing this at least by age 18, so if your children are younger, do it for them. Do it for yourself, investing at least $6 a day into an account called a Roth IRA. A Roth IRA at 8% interest means that you will have $1,710,000 by age 65.
Woo!
So if you start doing this for your children today,
when do you have to start? To
they'll
get that
be
much
millionaires
money?
At 18.
18.
So if you start
a
baby, we just talked about coffee breaks. How much are you spending a day? It's a lot of money. And here's how it happens: it's compounded interest through the years that accumulates. you've only contributed $102,000, but that money ends up turning into over $1 million because of the compound interest.
That's what Warren Buffett always says. Compound interest is the way to get rich.
That's how you do it, and we want to build generational wealth. Nobody in my familia ever talked to me about investing. They never talked about that kind of thing. It was just get a job and be safe and just work 9 to 5 and don't make noise. Make some noise. Learn about this Roth IRA. I've been saying we're going to have a wealth advisor on. I'm going to make it happen. We got to teach people so that your kids can live better than you. That's what we all want, right?
Facts.
All right, so I am going to schedule a wealth advisor to come in and talk to the people. I think it'll be great. I think it'll be great.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Bad Bunny on a date with Kendall Jenner. I mean, the two are dressed alike. So why did he step away from his date to promote a new project? I'll tell you right now, it's this and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by NHTSA. Click it or ticket. Anthony A. Famous people's birthdays, please.
We got Tina Fey celebrating her birthday. Oh. George Strait and YouTube star Mr. Top 5 celebrating birthday as well.
Okay, so I want to talk about Shakira and Giselle. Two incredible women. I love them both. And they're hanging out now. Ew. It's about to be a hot girl, single mom summer.
Sounds like the Lonely Broken Hearts Club to me.
Nah, they look fine. You act like they sad. They don't look sad at all. Their men look a little sad.
Well, the fool who cheated on Shakira is. But Tom Brady, he is helping Kim K get situated in her new neighborhood. So, Tampa Tom looking good, baby. And he's about to buy the Raiders.
Yeah.
So that fool's going to be in Vegas, dog. Let's
go. And he got a contract from CBS for $350-some million.
I can't imagine Kim Kardashian and Tom Brady dating, but crazier things have happened, so it could happen.
I didn't come this far just to come this far.
Now we're going to switch gears and talk about the DMX No BS documentary coming to Tubi. It's a look at the rise and fall of his incredible career and even his very tough upbringing in Yonkers. I'm getting chills just thinking about it because he was such a monumental artist, and what he had to go through is hard to talk about. But to know that he went through it and he came out on top, I mean, that's big.
It's a bittersweet story because of the way it ended. But it's also kind of surprising to me that none of the bigger platforms picked it up. Shout out to Tubi for doing this, and, you know, it's good. I can't wait to watch it.
DMX, Biggie, Jay-Z, and Busta Rhymes all went to the same high school?
I had no idea. Thank you, DJ Automatic, for that. That's why you give us music facts. Come on. And now let's talk about the story we opened up with. Bad Bunny was out with Kendall Jenner. They were dressed alike in leather. You can go to @DanaCortez on Instagram to check the video and the photos. Why did he step away from that date, though, to promote a project?
Right on.
And this time he's stepping into the EDM world. I'm here for it. I'm here for Bad Bunny's dance music.
That sounds like a big record.
It sounds a lot like Drake Sticky. And
there's nothing wrong with that.
That record did not do that well. I will say this. Bad Bunny, because he's in the Latin world loves EDM.
You know that's right.
America's not that big on EDM. So I think Drake doing EDM was a bad look, but I think Bad Bunny doing EDM is a great look for him.
I used to live in Juarez. Drink till you drown, man, to all that EDM. You know, come on, Bad Bunny.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Food news is exciting. In fact, you could be making dinner plans that are out of this world. I can't wait to talk about it. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Thursday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the burnt tortilla.
Hey, first hashtag here. The next potential risk to the U.S. economy is lurking downtown. I'm talking about empty retail and office space. So people are still working from home a lot of times during the week, and businesses learn during the pandemic they can save money by not spending a huge portion of profit on rent. Here's what I recommend for landlords. Lower your rent a little bit. It got a little out of control out of while y'all got a little greedy.
I get that, but I'm still a proponent of the 4-day work week. I think once we go to that, people actually start going to work again, because if you drive on the roads Mondays and Fridays, there's way less traffic.
No, you're right. You're right. But at the same time, like I said, things got to even out. For a long time, people were taking advantage of the rent spaces and all that. Let's bring that down a little bit so you can entice people back into your buildings that are empty. We talked about getting a studio and you're like, what for? We do the show from home. We do it from the studio. Whatever.
It's just wasting money
at
this point.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. DJ Automatic food news.
Would you guys pay $130,000 to have dinner in space?
I don't have $130,000, but if I did, no.
Oh.
Why would I want to go up there for a woman who doesn't know what she wants to eat?
What do you want?
That's too far for her to be like, I don't know what I want.
It's not that
symbol. So there's this chef in France, and he's offering Michelin star level meals at the Edge of Space. It costs $10,000 to make a reservation, and they're not going to take off until mid-2024.
Did you not see the SpaceX thing just blow up? Why would I pay to possibly die?
I'm scared. For the views, Dana.
For the views.
I would definitely do it. If I had 130 grand to blow, I would definitely do
it. I'll just go up to the empty office spaces and look at the views from there.
And the Michelin star, that's like a rating system for high-end restaurants.
Yeah, that's the best.
This is like not the tire company. Yeah. No, not the tire company.
They're dabbling in some food now. This is diverse in their portfolio. This is
tire
great.
Food. Anthony A., National Day.
For the record, the taco shop that I go to is connected to a tire shop. So it's
that's a different type of Michelin star right there.
When
you're talking about a Michelin chef, you're talking about the best of the best. All right. When we're talking about Michelin tires, I guess they're pretty good tires too.
Shout out to Juan. You're the best in my heart, bro. I love you, dude. All right. Also, all right, we'll start National Day with International Museum Day, dude.
Hey,
yeah. There's a cheap date. Oh, and you don't have to risk going.
You know what? Not all museums are cheap. Some of them are like $20 now.
Oh, some of them are expensive. And
okay,
depending
but it's
on how
better
long,
than space.
Depending on how long of a journey you want to go on, my friends. You can take a trip to a museum. It's the best experience you'll ever have in your life. I had a great date there.
Well, are you trying to sell us?
No,
that you
that's
did,
all
like,
I'm
mushrooms
saying.
Or something?
No, dude. Automatic. I didn't say any of those words. You did. Mm-hmm. All right. And then we'll go right along to National Visit Your Relatives, yo.
Okay. Oh. Visit relatives.
It's been a while for me.
I used to dread visiting relatives. I would get anxiety. Now I love seeing my family.
Oh. I got 36 first cousins. There's no way I can visit everybody. Oh, my family was getting busy. But I still talk to Ike and Luke, and then I have my cousin Nikki. I talked to her the other day. And, you know, I did used to call Nikki radio because she would talk so much.
All right. You're visiting family over summer. We want to talk about it. We want to talk about your best summer memories.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You're listening to the Dana Cortez Show, and to understand the dynamics of the team, you got to know that DJ Automatic and Dana Cortez are married.
For a very long time.
For a very long time. And like any married couple, they have their bickering moments with each other.
We have our riffs.
And
our tiffs.
Earlier today, Dana Cortez asked DJ Automatic this.
You were to write three things down that you dislike about me and that we argue about. What do you have?
Okay, first of all, I don't dislike anything about you. I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
But there are some things that you do that bother me.
Okay.
You're playing with fire, my friend.
Well, it wasn't hard for me to come up with a short list.
We're going to recap that list. Plus, DJ Automatic's going to tell you how to keep your wife happy. I don't talk to the two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. DJ Automatic, for the people who did not hear the list earlier of the three things that Dana Cortez does that irritate you, break it down one more time, brother.
Number three, she's the worst backseat driver of all time. Anthony knows this. If you're ever in a car with her, she tells everyone and everyone how to drive, and then she gets behind the driver's wheel and she doesn't know what the hell she's doing.
It makes it double annoying. Come on, dude. For real?
She's not in the room.
Okay. Yeah, but people are going to snitch to her when they hear this. All right, go ahead.
DJ
Automatic, the next thing, go ahead.
She's constantly late. I hate being late, and you know Anthony once again.
Again, dude. This is how to help y'all. Bro, I specifically told everybody we're talking about the problems you and your wife have, not the homies observing, dude. All right? I feel like if you've ever been at a friend's house and then the parents start yelling at them in front of you, that's kind of what's going to
happen. And then they bring you into
the
conversation.
That's what's going to happen, dude. That's what's going to happen, DJ Automatic. What's the final thing on your list that bothers you that Dana Cortez
does? She's constantly
does?
Telling me to pick up everything.
Damn,
and if I want to live in a mess, I can live in a mess. I'm a grown man.
Okay. Yeah, dude. Keep that
famous energy. Last words.
Yeah, Automatic. But I feel like, brother, this is no. As long as you're attracted to women, you're going to have to deal with this bickering, dude.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know any chick who doesn't try to sculpt her man into a better him or the better version that she wants him to be.
We're all a work in progress, right?
But Automatic, you have also been happily married for 10 years. So now all these are small problems, right?
Yeah.
These are small, minute problems. You found some ways to keep your wife happy.
These are essential things that will always keep your wife happy. Number three, stand up for her.
Let's go. Oh.
Be her knight in shining armor. Protect her from everything. And when she's talking to you about her boss or whatever, if something going on in her life or her best friend said this or her mom said this, always take her side and stand up for her.
Even when she's wrong.
Yes.
That's the worst. Has your girl been telling you something? You're like, yo, you're kind of the bad person in the story.
But as her husband, you got to be on her side and stand up for her.
I'm the gang.
All right. Number two. Compliment her.
Oh, yeah.
On everything, her cooking, her looks, her parenting, just compliment everything she does. That'll make her happy. Plus, she already thinks she does the best job anyway.
And that could go for ladies, too. Shower your man in compliments, dude. A guy, we rarely receive compliments. So I
don't even know what a compliment is. All right, and the last thing, and this is the most important thing for any successful marriage, and I need to work on this myself. Be a good listener.
Oh, let's go.
It's hard to listen all the time, especially when they're bickering or they're trying to tell you how to, you know, just every, well, just especially when they're bickering. But that's when you need to listen most because they're venting to you at that time. They're letting you know what's bothering them.
Hell yeah. Once you understand what's bothering them, you can understand those triggers a little bit more and get back to the man manipulation that we're used to.
Yes. Thank you, Anthony, for finally being on my side.
I got you, dog. I got you. Just don't tell your wife that.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.